Hello, 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 guys, and welcome back to the Experience Better Lifestylist podcast with me, your host, Paige Brown. We are on episode 36, and as always, I am bringing you what is on my heart, and we're diving right into this. What we're going to talk about today is, who are you taking advice from? One of the biggest things, you guys, I have learned is that I used to take a lot of advice from people that weren't even where I wanted to be. I used to value the opinions of people who I wouldn't want to swap lives with, or I wouldn't want to swap bank accounts with. And because they were close to me and because I love them, I valued their opinion without checking their Carfax. And what I mean by checking their Carfax is, like, I would just ignore the fact that they had no experience in where I was trying to go. I would talk to people about, for a long time, you guys might know this, let me backtrack a little bit, but a big thing for me was getting back into shape after being a gymnast for such a long time and then literally letting myself completely go, starting just terrible unhealthy habits between the drinking and the smoking and just the unhealthiness and never working out. I would take advice from people who were in the same spot I was. Like, what? How am I going to get my health back on track with someone who is also in the same boat as I am, but we both have no experience finding success in this area? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. But it took me so long to grasp this concept. Because when we love people and we want them to be a part of our lives, or we just adore them as humans, we tend to just take what they say as the word. What they say must work because I love them. That's not the case. That is not the case. When I started this whole adventure down the mompreneur avenue, there were people very close to me that, though they supported me because of who I am to them, they also had a lot of negative things to say, yet they had never done what I was doing. And it hurt me. It hurt me a lot. It made me question things. And I was like, oh, maybe this isn't for me if they've had a bad experience, or, you know, so-and-so's friend, granddaughter tried this 12 years ago and it didn't work out. It must be a scheme, or that's not a good way to live. Then that must be the truth. And it came from a place of, like, I love this person, so what they say matters. And you guys, if you aren't setting boundaries, you're gonna get run over all the time. All the time. Y'all, if you've listened to me before, you follow me, you know I'm a recovering / former people pleaser. So if I loved you or love you, I say this in the past because we're really working on boundaries here and we've grown a long, long way in the people pleasing area. But if I loved you and I told you I was going to do something for myself that I was really excited about, and you came back at me with a negative comment, I most likely would not do what I said I was going to do. Because I didn't want you to be mad at me or look at me in a different way. And that is something all in itself that you have to allow to let go. The people that are meant to be in your life and the people who are going to love you will love you regardless of what you choose to do, as long as it makes you happy and you're healthy. We've talked about this before. So you need to check who you're taking advice from. I absolutely adore my sister, like 100%. My sister is my best friend. She knows, like, my whole life, like the girl, she knows. But if I have a question about business, I'm not gonna go to her. Not because I don't love her, not because I don't value her opinion, but she's not going where I wanna go. She doesn't know business like that. She's never done it. If I'm going to talk about business, I'm going to look at someone that I admire. Someone that I know has been successful, and I'm in their inbox, or I'm calling them and I'm saying, hey, this is the step I'm at. This is where I want to go. What do I do? Because they've already done it. That's the person I'm taking advice from. When it comes to health and fitness, I'm taking advice from people that I've seen actually have some serious kick butt results. That's just me, though. But when we're valuing people's opinion based on who they are to us, but they have not done what we're looking to do, you're stunting your own growth, you guys. I would never ask advice about mom life if you're not a mom. And it's not because I don't believe you won't have knowledge on it. It's just different if you haven't done it before. Does this make sense? And you're not offending anybody, and you're not being judgmental of anybody because you wouldn't just take their advice on something they haven't done. I wouldn't want you guys to take advice from me about cars because your girl knows nothing about cars. Like, legit, know nothing, you guys. Like, legitimately know nothing. I swear when I walk into a car dealership to get a new vehicle, they love me because I know nothing. And they're like, oh, we can just sell her anything. But I wouldn't want you to come to me about cars. And I'm going to tell you straight up, you know what? I don't know anything about cars. You should ask so-and-so who I know knows about cars. Like, it's okay not to know everything either. It's doing yourself a favor when you start to discern and start to dissect who you're asking for advice about things that they may know nothing about. Stop stunting your own growth by choosing to accept advice as truth from people who've never been where you want to go, okay? And I say that with all the love in my heart because I know it can be hard sometimes. I know that when your best friend doesn't support what you want to do, it might make you question yourself. But that's not your truth, that's her truth. And you don't need to adopt other people's truths as your own. Do you understand? Anytime you are looking for advice, true advice, not just want to vent or like get things off your chest, but when you're looking for true advice, I challenge you to make sure that you're going to someone that you would want to swap lives in that area. If you are looking to make money, do not go talk to someone who doesn't have money in the bank. That doesn't make sense. Why would you take financial advice from someone who is broke all the time? Does not make any sense, right? Why would you go to someone who buys all of their produce from the store about growing their own vegetables when they don't even have their own garden? And it's little things like this, you guys, when you're looking into your life that will set you in the right direction to find the best coaches, friends, mentors, that you can find to truly help you have the success you're looking for. And I promise you, if someone doesn't support you, you'll find so many others that do. That is something I have learned along this journey. I am so loved and I am so supported by people that I didn't even know at the beginning of this. All right, you guys, I just wanted to get that off my heart that had been on my mind because it was something that I have struggled with, and it was something that came up today where I was like, you know what, I need some advice on relationships. Well, I'm not going to go to someone who's not in a relationship, a successful relationship, right? You know? So yeah, that's where this came from. If you wanted to know why it was on my heart, that is exactly why. So if this resonated with you, if you like this, if this is something that you were like, oh yes, I really do need to dissect who I'm taking full-on advice from, share it on your story, share it on your Facebook. Let me know. You guys know I love your DMs. Sending love and light always. Me, the Experienced Better Lifestylist.